It's your boy Jay Wig, and this is the Sporting Goods Podcast. This week episode gonna be a little bittersweet. We haven't been on for a while, and during our absence, we lost an iconic figure, also a role model to us. We started every show with his signature calling. Let's say a bird call, for example, in a sense. But we did lose John Witherspoon, father of Alexandra Witherspoon and John David Witherspoon, a.k.a. J.D. And he was the husband of Angela Robinson Witherspoon as well. We know John Witherspoon as Pops from the Wayans Brothers show. He also was on the Boondocks, Black Jesus as Lloyd, Mr. Darby Man. You also know him from the movies like the Friday series. Boomerang he was on. He was on Little Man, the blind dude on Soul Plane, a couple of cameos on I Got the Hookup, House Party, trying to wreck up the party and stuff. Y'all remember him. And then the list goes on. He had a huge catalog. But John Witherspoon, like I said, was not just an iconic actor, but he was a role model to me and my good friend Trav. It was just nice to see a black father who cares so much about his kids on TV, and every show, every production he was on, for the most part, he took care of his family. Rather it was Pops, rather it was Granddad, rather it was even the Darby Man, he tried to take care of the community through alcohol, in a sense, but we knew his heart was made of gold. John Witherspoon as Pops on the Wayans Brothers is one of my favorite shows, because he reminded me so much of my pops. Made sure that his boys stuck together. It wasn't no separation. It wasn't no I hate him more. He treated them differently, but it was so much equal when it came to love. And we appreciate figures like that on TV, and we thank him so much. Thank him so much for just giving us that ray of hope. My favorite episode or just production of all time with John Witherspoon, of course, was when him and his group came back together for the reunion. And what was the hit song? When my love going bang bang bang, you better run for cover, you sweet little thing. Hey, I ain't trying to hit the falsetto like that, but yeah, man, that was my dude, man. Him and my dad had like similarities when it came to just personality. You know, my dad dressed weird but confident, just like Pops did on the Wayans Brother. They always let you know you got to coordinate. You know what I mean? You got to coordinate. Say it with me, coordinate. We definitely gonna miss that dude. So one more time for John Witherspoon, a yickety. And how do you do? My brother, please, travel safe, sleep in peace. We love you. Moment of silence. And an official yickety. It's your boy Wig with an official introduction for the Sporting Good Podcast. This week episode will be a solo episode. My good friend Trav have graduated from being a podcast host to an official capper. Now y'all know just as well as I know that man picks were money. His weekend picks were pure gold. If you trying to get rich, that's where you need to go to. Y'all can follow him on Instagram. That's the light skinned legend. I'm going to spell it out once. If you don't get it on this first one, you can always rewind and get it back. But at the Light Skin Legend, that's THELIGHT SKINNEDLEGEND. That's on Instagram. And then you can follow him on Twitter at MadeYouLook186. That's MadeYouLook186. 186. If you're trying to get rich tomorrow, go ahead and put 200 on his top three teams. Just ask him, hey, man, out of your list, what you like the top three, man? Let me know. $200 is going to win you $1,000 on the parlay. Shoot that boy a little something on the side, man, for his troubles. Don't be out there being stingy with the gold he find for you. Always replenish the well once you drink from it. But let's get into the Sporting Good Podcast programs and resources. We still have the $50 challenge. Registration ends Saturday at 6 a.m. in the morning. You can Cash App or PayPal your investment registration. The way it works is we use your $50 to pick and parlay for you throughout the week. You are also entitled to everything that we pick and parlay. Even after we drop our list, there's some things that we see at the last minute. And you will have exclusive rights to that knowledge. Hear me again. Live picks, last minute picks, things that's totally hours after the list that we drop, you will see it. You'll see how we parlay with that $50 investment. Only thing we do with that $50 investment, every dollar that every profit that we make for you at the end of the week, we take 20% off the top and give you the rest, including your initial investment. So that means at the end of your at the end of the week, if your bankroll is now at $200, that means your initial investment was $50. Your profit was $150. We'll take 20% from that $150 only. From that $150 only, give you the rest of that profit and give you your initial investment. This is not selling picks. This is just investing into our program so we can find different resources and different avenues to get the right picks, to look for different investment. It's not just for sporting events. It's not just for NFL or NBA, NHL. We look for investments all over. Last week was heavily promoting the Donald Trump. Will he be impeached before the term is over with? Plus money was at, it started off like at plus three something. For no, of course he's not going to get impeached. This is America. They love Donald Trump. As much as they claim that he's an idiot and blase squad, they love the things that he said behind closed doors. So why would he get impeached? It ain't like he was getting head in the Oval Office. That was a little esoteric joke for those who understand politics. But yeah, that's what that $50 program is. It's not us selling picks towards you. It's us using that $50 to invest for you. And you can also see what we're investing in, the parlays, the picks that we pick. And if you want to make an extra investment for yourself, go ahead and do so. You got our knowledge. You got exclusive rights to our knowledge. But you will need a WhatsApp app. The WhatsApp app. That's where we throw our picks and our information on that app. And we'll add you to the group. You'll have exclusive rights to that. We are still looking for investment suggestions, so y'all can always look out for that as well. Also, if you do not, basically, if you work hard and you always missing the chance to get to your local bookies to parlay, hey, check this out. You can always use our services as well. Hit us up in the DM. We'll create an account for you, and you'll be able to parlay anytime, any day throughout the day. If you're straight betting, we do not suggest that you use our site because there is a cap on our straight bets. Our straight bets is capped about $200. That's just so our public won't break the sports book pockets. They capped us. They took away some of our exclusive rights to put in tickets for you guys. The first 2 weeks, they were getting killed by us simply because we was basically letting you guys know, hey, $40, put in this ticket, is going to hit. The whole public was hitting. It was like, hey, y'all can't do that. They gotta use their own mind. So now they're giving you guys the rights to create your own accounts. And you know what I'm saying? You do it for yourselves. But if you're going straight bet, man, make sure you go to that go to our page and get our referrals, our referral links for Bovada. Straight bets on Bovada. They have better straight bet lines as well. And for your first deposit, they will match you by 200%. That means that if your first deposit is $100, they're going to throw in another $200 for you. Just out of good faith. That's the $300 bankroll you have at that time. It only costs you $100. If you use Bitcoin, they're going to throw in an extra $25 for you. Yeah. If your first deposit is through Bitcoins, they're like, you know what? Here go an extra dub plus a pound. Yeah, that's that street lingo. Dub plus a pound, that's $25. True that. So check out our page. There's referral links in there, so you can get those referral bonus. And it's funny because women listen to the podcast more than the men, and I get it. Men already know sports, so they figure, why am I listening to the podcast? Only thing I want is your picks. And then they still end up losing. You know why they lose? Because they get all our picks and they parlay it all at once. Why? Straight bet. My cousin is in love with gambling right now. I'm trying to get her to calm down because, you know, she's doing this thing every day and straight betting 15 picks. Baby, calm down, cuzzo. Calm down. But she fell in love with it because her bankroll grew. She started off with $50 with Friday, ended up with two something by Monday. $10 straight bets the whole way through, the whole weekend. So proud of you, baby. We usually always the female listeners and the female followers who's asking us the most questions. So fellas, I'm not saying that you have to ask us questions. I'm just saying, hey, listen to this one detail. Straight bet. Stop the parlays. If you're trying to get rich off gambling, you're going to lose. You will. I promise you. This is not about getting rich. Build that bankroll. Start off today. You could build a bankroll by Black Friday. Have an extra $200, extra $300 by Black Friday. Buy your family some gifts. Wait off until the first week, the very first weekend before Christmas. Buy your late gifts. You got a bankroll for that. Build a bankroll for the future. You can't pay. You cannot use gambling to get rich. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm saying that your chances are 15 to 25%. That's not good. Dwight Howard shoot about 50% from the free throw line, and everybody claims he's horrible. If you only get in the 15 to 25% chance of getting rich off this, that's horrible. Straight bet it, baby. Straight bet it. Also, with Trav leaving the podcast, we have a void to fill. So calling all cappers, if you need a place to promote your skills, to promote your packages, if you're out there selling picks, hit us up in the DM. Let's talk business. We're not going to have the same capper every week unless the public just want that one capper. And we'll talk to them, see what the schedule is, him or her. Have them on. They'll throw out they free picks for the weekend. And you know it's your boy gonna parlay it. But this time, it's going to be me on the Olo Dolo. We're going to use the energy from our fallen angel and our guiding angel right now, Mr. John Witherspoon. So I'm pretty sure this weekend, every pick going to hit. I'm calling it in the name of Jesus. Every pick going to hit. Next segment, Picks and Parlays. All right, welcome back. This is Picks and Parlays. What I'm going to do is give you nothing but football picks for the weekend, starting from Thursday all the way to Sunday. These picks are exclusive numbers from Bovada. You are allowed to invest early while the lines are still low. As we know, they change lines up until the minute of the game starting. So the earlier you get in, the better you can get that line, especially for favorites. Favorites usually rise unless there's a injury throughout the week. So let's just get right into it. We're going to get to the picks first. Then after the picks, I'll let you know how you want to parlay it if you have the Bovada account. If you don't have a Bovada account, go to our page on Facebook, Sport a Good Podcast, and there are a few referral links. Those referral links will match your first deposit by 200%. So if you deposit $100 on your very first deposit, they're going to throw in another $200 for you. If you use Bitcoin, they're going to throw in another $25 for you. So we're talking about free money. You can practice on how you want to play throughout the year, or you could just double down on whatever pick you think that is best for yourself. I suggest that you practice with that bonus money, but if you choose otherwise, that's all on you, baby boy. All right. So for the Thursday night game, we have Louisiana Lafayette. They're away playing against Coastal Carolina, and their spread is minus 14. Jump on it. Right now, I think it might be 14.5 at the time that I'm speaking right now. Game time, it might jump to 15, but I think Louisiana Lafayette should beat them at least by 24 points. And then you also have the Thursday night NFL game, Chargers away against Oakland. Chargers have beaten Oakland for the past 3 or 4 times, and I would like to add another one to that. Run line minus 1, take that, Chargers. On Friday, you got UCF Knights They are going against Tulsa. They are away in a Friday night game. We like the half. The half minus 10 on that UCF game. I know UCF been letting a lot of people down. Last week, I was not sure on that UCF pick. That's why we did not post it. Houston, no, they have a lot of injuries, but we have to remember Houston is a well-coached team. They ain't just going to lay down just because they're injured. You know, them boys want to step up and try to get a starter position just in case them boys come from injuries. They are well-coached, so I think UCF should be able to take this game handily, but we like to have at minus 10. Saturday, only one game. Yes, I know it's a big card, but I'm in love with one game, and that is Charlotte and UTEP, the over. These two teams average about 70 points a game together. You know what I mean? The over is only at 58. I'm taking that all day, every day. It might get to 60 by Saturday. If you take it right now, you got 2 points extra. You ain't even got to buy it, baby. You still got that line at minus 110. If you understand the lingo, you get what I'm saying. If you don't, you can always ask the question on one of the pages. You got the podcast. You also got the Instagram at Sporting Good Podcast. The Twitter at SG Podcast 305. Hit us up with the questions, and we'll go ahead and answer those for you. And then Sunday, last but not least, you got Saints. They're home against the Atlanta Falcons, and the run line is only at 12.5 right now. Take that. Take that. Please take that right now. Atlanta defense is going to be a breeze for Drew Brees. If you don't want to take the run line, just take the solo over Saints, 31.5. I love it. I'm sorry, not like it, but I love it. And it's in New Orleans. It's in the Metrodome. Come on, dude. Drew Brees trying to get his kinks back. That defense is so stout. Honestly, Saints is the number one team this year for me. If not number one, they tied for number one with the Patriots. So I like that. Saints 12.5. And then you have Ravens away against Cincinnati Bengals. I like the half at minus 7. The Bengals just ain't got nothing, and then they're starting a rook QB against that stout defense. Man, that boy's gonna be seeing ghosts. In the words of Coach Jism, them boys gonna be seeing ghosts. Lamar Jackson gonna still cut it up. So that's what we like. Ravens at the half minus 7. Now, you trying to parlay all this? You can do that today. You can parlay Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games today. If you have a Bovada account, if you go into your local bookies, I don't know if you could do that. But this is what we like as a parlay. We got Louisiana Lafayette money line. That's minus 650. Take it. Add that on with UCF money line. That's minus 600. Take it. We got Charlotte UTEP over. I like that by itself. That's minus 110. Take it. Saints money line. Probably be at minus 500 or something. Take it. And then, of course, Ravens money line. I think the regular run line is at 10 points, so the money line should be back at 480 or something like that. Take it. Add that all together, you should get about a unit and a half. No. More than a unit and a half, because you got that 110 on there, so you should get about 2.5, maybe 3 units. Nah, it'll be about 2.5 units. So if you match it, if you bet like 100, you're supposed to be winning back like 250 or something like that, maybe 300. All together, it'd be 300, maybe 400. So that's our picks and parlays for the week. Also, folks, all cappers, calling all cappers. If you want a place to showcase your talent, you want to promote your packages, we are looking for spots. Nah, you're not going to be an everyday host unless you just knock it down on pits and the public asking for you. But we're going to give you a chance to showcase your talent here on Sporting Good Podcast. Just hit us up in the DMs. Give us your information. We'll let you know how it works. And then every week, we're going to have a different capper here giving out their pits, and I'm going to parlay it for them. Next topic is going to be yiggity. Barbershop Talk. That's what it is. Barbershop Talk. It used to be called social media news, but nah, it's Barbershop Talk now. We're going to talk like we're in the barbershop, baby. Coming up next. And welcome back. This is the Barbershop Talk of the episode. We got some real things to talk about in this segment. So if you are weak-minded or thin-skinned, You can't handle the truth, man. Go ahead and exit off the podcast at this time. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Hope your picks hit. And we'll see you next week. But right now, before we get into the real, ESPN, you done got called out too many times. And my boy Dan Lebatard did a great job with his rant. And what was crazy about it, because I was listening to the Dan Lebatard radio show, 790, 560 QAM. And I was like, dang, why is Stu Gotts leading the show? Like, what the hell is Dan? Maybe he out on vacation or whatnot. But then this morning I see the rant and I was like, oh, aha, aha. That boy went off on ESPN. And you know how they did Jemele Hill, the queen. Of course they're going to do Dan the same way. Possibly, I'm not sure. Let me not jump to conclusions. I didn't do much research, but I want to talk about what he said and what he spoke. And that's ESPN BS. They bullshit on politics / racism. See, ESPN don't want their host to talk about politics because politicians right now and the state of politics right now deals with nothing but race. Nothing but race. Blacks versus white, whites versus blacks. Minorities versus majorities, majorities versus the minorities, the 1%ers versus the 99%ers, and the 99%ers versus the 1%ers. See, ESPN don't want to touch that because that's messing up with their money. You know what I mean? ESPN don't want their money to be touched, but what about America? What about the citizens? See, a lot of people say, oh man, I thought you was down for Trump, man. I thought you loved Trump. And you goddamn right, I love Trump. But see, what y'all don't understand is love and hate is on it's the same energy. It's just on different sides of the spectrum. See, what I love about Trump is the fact that he made America stop the lies, stop hiding that racism. See, racism couldn't hide behind pillowcases. Racism couldn't hide behind ghost costumes. Racism couldn't hide behind law enforcement. They couldn't hide behind the government. They couldn't hide behind laws. Because Trump came out and said, hey... Hey, you Negroes need to stay in your place. And if you think this is only about black folks, nah. Trump doubled down and say, you females need to stay in your place. Or we're going to grab you by the poom-poom. I chuckle, but it's not a laughing matter. I chuckle because America was so comfortable living in a lie. While the minority suffered in the public. You can't live in that lie no more. Racism has never left. And thank you, Trump, for exposing it. Thank you, Trump, for putting light to it. But let's talk about ESPN. Dan Lebatard said the only time that ESPN talks politics is when Steve Kerr speaks about it into a post interview or pop up. Coach Pop, sometimes I can't pronounce their names, man. Right now ain't the time to even try. But Coach Pop speaks about it in a post interview, or Russell Wilson talks about it on Instagram. But why not just, you know, put it out there? Why not call it what it is? He also mentioned the greats back in the 60s and 70s who fought for us in the civil rights movements, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Jim Browns and the Muhammad Ali's. Them dudes old. And everything that they fought for, they still gonna go to the grave with Colin Kaepernick being blackballed from the NFL for standing up for his race, and not just his race, but all the minorities in the world, and police brutality. It's crazy, right? So I want to thank you, Dan Lebatard. Thank you for giving us this topic. Thank you for giving us something to talk about. Thank you for opening up that discussion one more time. And we need more people to open up this discussion, man. This discussion, because, I mean, yo, I know a lot of y'all, a lot of America, and I say y'all, a lot of America don't live the life that people like me live. My daughter, at the age of, what, 4, she was in love with law enforcement. She was in love with it. I want to be a police officer. When I grow up, I want to be a police officer. But my daughter is also smart enough to browse around YouTube. And we do try to put a parental lock, but somehow she was browsing the internet, not even YouTube this time, and just seeing like a highlight clip of police brutality. And she came out to her own conclusion. Dada, why do police officers hate black people? Wow. See, I said she seen a highlight clip of police brutality. Her question was, why do they hate black people? Obviously, that highlight clip had everything to do with police against black people. If a 5-year-old, if a 4-year-old could see that, why can't America? Why can't you guys? Enough is enough, y'all. We're going to go on to more barbershop talk. Your boy Lebadon, three triple doubles in a row. The king is back, is he? I believe so. I don't think he ever left. Probably just took a little stint off, you know what I mean? Rest the muscles, rest the mind. He didn't take last year pretty serious. Why do that? He tired of dragging teams to the championship, and y'all still don't give him his props for it. He been dragging teams to the championship since he was, what, 25 years old? And y'all won't give him his props for it. He ain't finna do it again at the age of 33. But this team looks good. Rondo not even dead. Cousins, he done got hurt for the whole year. And this team looks good. They look damn good. Get that man one superstar and see how he worked. That boy, I forgot. That boy made it to game 6 in the finals with his best sidekick was Matthew Dellavedova. And he couldn't get his props against a team that won, what, 60-something games that year. The next year won 73 games, breaking the record. He took them boys to game 6. Still couldn't get his props. What else out there? Of course, the legend, the icon himself passed away about a week or so ago. We do want him to travel in peace, travel peacefully, get to his next destination, make the next world, make his next destination laugh and feel good about themselves. We do miss you and we do love you, John Witherspoon. Y'all check out his son's on YouTube page, JD Witherspoon. I'm not sure if he's still running it, but I know back in the days I was a frequent follower of his page, and there's some good material on there, some good content.